Well, good morning, men. And it's another day that us men are being attacked. But we must prevail, gentlemen. Because we, the real men, are the only hope for civilization.
Hello, guys. At ease. Well, a lot of men today are being attacked, mostly verbally, and some of us physically, just for being a masculine man. But as you've noticed, they are trying to eliminate masculine men, or to teach these men to be more in touch with their feminine side. In other words, weaker and easier to control. It's not really a sophisticated attack on men. It's mostly shaming. This isn't really a war. If there was a real war, they would certainly want masculine men. But as you know, the big push has been for quite a few years now that femons are absolutely fantastic, and males are problematic at best. You only have to see what the media is saying. Not all media has been tainted, but a lot of it has. I just went to a news site. Yes, a news site. Their first main story was about some twins that were born a few hours apart, and they will have different birthdays. That was their top story. So immediately I understood that this news site wasn't for me. Every minute, how many children are born on this planet? And children have been born since the beginning of time. It's not a miracle. But it does promote the femon, doesn't it? And let's face it, it's not the hardest thing in the world for a femon to get pregnant. It's harder to not get pregnant. Let's take a look at the Serengeti. There's breeding season, of course, and there's having baby season. Is this a miracle as well? Or is it just nature being nature? And it's more and more, as you see in the media, they're promoting femons as being this wonderful princess. And they say things like, she stuns in a bikini, she wows in the dress. I mean, who are they stunning and wowing? Other femons? Because it isn't men. Real men see through all that crap. And basically what it is an average femon that's got a lot of fake-up on, so you don't really know what she looks like in the first place, with some garment on their body that's probably mostly revealing. And of course nowadays it's not just the younger femons, they're using older femons and saying the same thing. Because I guess they're pretending the wall doesn't exist. The only thing I can think of that's better dried out is probably a prune. Femons are so damn in love with themselves, they actually sometimes marry themselves. And I've seen men who actually like themselves or in love with themselves quite a bit too. But never have I seen it as bad as in femons. And it seems to be getting worse. It's almost like a mental illness, which blinds them to any reality at all. They obviously don't see who that person is in the mirror, because if they did, they wouldn't walk about the way they do nowadays. It's not a turn-on for a man, it's a turn-off. Man, I just read in a paper, I'm not going to put a link to it down below, but this femon loves the color pink. It's hardly a surprise, is it? But her whole house and her car is all pink. She's wearing pink, so she's married pink. She actually married the color pink. And of course, that's news because it's a femon. And if a real man did something like that, he would probably be sectioned, and rightly so. But this is a crazy entitled femon. And is that important news, or is that just weird? Meanwhile, there's a guy who's invented a new prosthetic arm that is revolutionary and is helping amputees gain the mobility they had before. But somehow, this isn't news. The way it works in our world today is that a man has to prove himself, show his worth. But the femon is just a fantastic person, just by being a femon. And I bet you I'm not the only guy who's sick and tired of this continuous promotion of femons being so wonderful, when reality and the facts are completely the opposite. You must have noticed the words they use when they're talking about a femon in the media, as opposed to the words they use when they're talking about a male in the media. It's like, for femons, it's this wonderful princess that's got a great bikini bod, is having a wonderful night out in Rotherham. Yeah, guys, that is a real place. And for the man, This drunken piece of shit who dresses like a bum tries to chat up a gorgeous Princess Femon and immediately is put in his place. Of course, the reality is that Femon's want all the good bits in society, and only the good bits, and they want to leave all the crap stuff for men to do. And the way it works is kind of like divorce court, really. A man works hard and long hours to build a company up. He gets it to be fairly successful. He meets a Femon, who has done mostly nothing else but wear different dresses and different makeup. She will come in and benefit from all the money the man is making. In other words, benefit from his hard work. And then when she decides it's over, she will take most of his company, probably. At least a good portion of the money that she never actually made. The trouble is, guys, you're a bad man, even if you're not. So take a couple of steps back, guys. And it should be quite clear to most men by now that Femons don't want you. They just want what you can give them. So give them nothing. And I think that most of you guys out there know about UT and their sort of censorship that you can't talk against a Femon, show her in bad light, or even tell the truth. Especially tell the truth. If it puts her in bad light, it always gets removed. But you can say anything about a man and it stays. What type of censorship is that? I guess if they remove it, then people will just stop thinking about it. And men won't see the Femon's bad behavior. But people aren't half as dumb as they think they are. And it makes them think and question why it's being removed in the first place.
All right, men. You got some R&R owing to you. Now go have some fun and stay away from the Femons.